Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is Marie Gibson to talk about the Pioneer Power Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Show, which is coming up. How are you today, Marie?
I'm doing just fine.
Glad to have you on the program to join us for the this annual event. This has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it's originally started in 1993.
Wow. So we're talking 23 years, and it's always a fun event, and it's a little bit of everything. I know people hear Pioneer Power Antique Tractors, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Yes, there's gas engines that they have running. We have a sawmill. We do thrashing. We have antique vehicles. There's antique. I've seen people with antique chainsaws,
wow.
You know, old ones through the years. We have kids things to do on Saturday. There's a little bit of everything.
It sure sounds like it. Well, it starts tomorrow, Thursday. It starts with the opening ceremony tomorrow morning. And then what happens for the rest of the day tomorrow? What are some of the things that highlight tomorrow on Thursday?
Well, the 9 a.m. is the opening ceremony. And throughout the day, there will be hopefully 50-50 drawings.
Okay.
The shingle mill will be doing its thing where they stamp our emblem on a shingle that you can buy for $1, I think it is.
That's nice. Okay.
Kiddie train rides. The shuttles can take people back and forth.
Right.
The kitchen club opens at 7 a.m. There's an ice cream shack.
Wow.
And, of course, the flea market.
And the flea market. Now, that's taking place on Thursday and Friday, and then
Saturday.
The tractor parade each day, too, right?
Yes, the tractor parade each day at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
On Sundays, it is at noon.
At noon on Sunday for the tractor parade. And then now there's a tractor safari also. What is that?
That's in the evenings.
Okay.
At usually 7 p.m., where everybody grabs their tractor or their tractor with their wagon or their golf cart or whatever they run what they brung.
No, I see.
and you go out in through the woods and through a creek and then a hill, and you go out in the back fields, and sometimes we see deer. And it's just a nice little ride out there in the country.
Very nice. Talking about Saturday, you kind of briefly mentioned some things. There's a tractor pull, and then there's a kiddie pedal pull, right?
Right. The kiddies get to try their chance on a little cement pad that they're on a little kiddie.
Yeah.
Tractor and do
All right.
a pull there too. And also we have a purse auction of the second year now.
What is that
for the ladies? We started it. Ben Hodges thought of this idea, and we had just everybody donate purses, used, new, whatever, and then I went around for donations and got things to put in them. And various people of the club brought stuff to put in them. Sandra Bortle, her husband used to be the president, and she used to be the secretary, and she's gotten some donations too. And we hide them in the purses. They cannot look in the purses, but we'll have them on display. And then we will have an auction on them.
Nice. Oh, that's a great idea. That's something different. And then,
yes, it is. And we've got oil changes, gift cards for food, ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen,
wow.
Jewelry from Branham's. Just all sorts of surprises inside.
Nice. Now that's happening on Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, I see.
I have enough purses
to
have it. All 3 days.
Very good. All right. So all 3 days. Exactly where is this located for people who may be trying to find where the show is taking place?
The show is at 302 West M55, just west of the M33, M55 intersection.
Okay.
And you can't miss us. We're on the north side of the road, and it's where you'll see tons of campers and tons of tractors.
Very good. And then, you can't miss that. That's true. And then the gates open each day at 8?
At 8, yes.
All right. And runs till about 6 o'clock in the evening. So a full day of activities and a small admission charge. Not much at all do you charge?
$5 a person to get in, yep.
Very good. And
kids under 12 are free.
Very good. So bring the whole family out to the Pioneer Power Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Show. And it should be a fun event for the entire family. Now, if they want to learn more about this, Marie, how would they get more information?
They can call two numbers. They can call Diane at 989-345-0815 or myself at 989-345-2723.
Very good. She's Marie Gibson from the Pioneer Power Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today, Marie, on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you for having us, too.